Charles Juan, welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. The Lord is always doing well. When we meet the Lord in heaven, we're going to see how wonderful and strategic all of His works really are. And the Lord is still dividing light from darkness. He knows how to use a sword. The Word of God is a sword, two-edged sword. It will completely divide what's right from what's wrong, what's light from what's darkness, what's wheat from what's chaff. Now understand well, the Lord loves every soul. Every soul. He gave us the best chance. But the soul itself, every person decides whether it's going to live according to the light or hate the light and live according to darkness. And Jesus taught us clearly, a man can only have one servant. Either he's going to love one and hate the other, or he's going to lean to the one and despise the other. That's the way it is. With life, you have to break through. If you love life, you will. And when you love the life of God, you cherish it. It's a treasure. When you hate the life of God, you're like Esau, who despised his birthright. He despised something so valuable. He had no love for the things of God, the thing, his birthright. He knew that by the time he traded it for soup, he knew that God gave Abraham the covenant. And then it followed on to Isaac. And it was supposed to follow on to either him or Jacob. And he sold his birthright for a bowl of soup. Sometimes people have good godly parents. They have made the choice to follow God. And the weight's in their favor. All they have to do is continue. Pick up the ball and keep running with it. Pick up the baton and keep running with it. You know, in football, when the quarterback throw you the ball, you run with it. You finish, you get to the goal line. But Jacob, on the other hand, he desired what was right. He desired that birthright. He worked, he made soup, he made sure it tasted good. So something to barter with. And he waited till the most strategic time and sold and traded the soup for the birthright. And, you know, he wasn't the most upstanding citizen when he did it, but he did it because he desired it. And then he started following God eventually at Bethel. So this is what we have to do. Some people will love the light if they will just listen and hear God out. Some people will hear God out and despise what he has to say. They love the world so much they'll get mad at their only chance of life. They don't want Christ over them. They want to make their own choice. They value that more than they value God. Now, when that's the case, then that's the case. Jesus said, let them that be righteous still, and let them that be filthy still. And what has happened is people try to persuade people into the kingdom. The church does say, come. We want people to come. But when they make a choice, that's the choice they made for themselves. All you can do for them is live the light of God before them. And live the standards. When you can't, when people won't hear you out and tell you, and they won't listen and reach with reason, remember this, they're smarter than you think. They can process information just like you can. They know what's good, they know what's evil, and they choose what they really want to do. And at the end of the day, they're going to gravitate to what they really want to do. The good thing about people living the life of God, it helps them to see what's happening. It gives them a chance to see both worlds for what it is. You can't tell how wicked the world is until you have a light cast over. And it shows people, do you really want to go that way when you can be going God's way? And some people will still choose hell. They know some people believe it's down there. And they won't prepare to go to hell. I've seen all kind of people, I've heard all kind of things where you can warn people well, and they don't like it. But one day they're gonna be down there and they're not gonna like it. And I try to make it as plain as possible. But that doesn't mean people like it. So what we have to do is live the light of God's word. When you receive the word of God and do it, you become the two-edged sword. Your life represents that same two. You have the life of God in you, and you are portraying the life of God in heavy darkness. And people can see and judge that you are doing it God's way. And people will trust to do business with you because they know you won't cheat them. In Iraq, you know, I listened to Urban Baxter, and when he was talking about how they called Saddam Hussein the Destroyer, he had Christian doctors, even Jewish doctors, and Christian, anybody that was a Christian, they became his servants because they were the people he could trust. He didn't get Muslim people, he got Christian people. People he could that he knew would not betray him because they loved God. That man was so wicked, but he had enough sense to trust the most holy people in the world. People are smarter than they look and act. Why didn't he get Muslim people? And why did he go to Jewish doctors? That, you know, his mother had complications when he was born. And you can listen to it for yourself. When he talked about the Destroyer, he was talking about the seven trumpets. And he talked about how Saddam Hussein, that's where I got my information from. It's a little foggy, bear with me, but it stood out because it's true. He did his research. Now, his mother went to the Jewish doctors, and they delivered him. They delivered Saddam Hussein, and then the people that he needed to trust, the people that helped him on a daily basis, they were Christian people. What does that tell you? People that love God, and they do it right. And they become trustworthy. There are wicked people that would trust you and do business with you, and even like you. But they won't enter in the kingdom of God. So, when you know, people don't stop being wicked. The enemy has a way of blinding people. You know, they get horses to go where they want. They put blinders on them because horses see their whole side. They make them focus straight ahead so that they'll quit wandering. They do donkeys that way too. Because the horse's eyes can look and scope his whole body, his whole right or left side, according to which eye. So it's important to look and listen to the things of God. The enemy wants you, he puts blinders on you. If you love something, he'll make what you love look good, and it'll look like he'll use it as bait against you. And then you'll be suffering while you're going after what you want. And you'll learn to cope with the suffering that comes with the world. The world always has suffering with it. And people will risk everything to live according to the world. And they'll cope with the suffering. And they'll drink, and they'll wake up with the worst headache. And by they wake up in ditches. and then they go right back and do it again because they're coping with the situation. I've seen people on drugs. They take drugs. They start losing weight. Their eyes start getting big because they don't eat enough, and they walk everywhere trying to get drugs. I've seen people strung out on drugs, and they continually get it. They do all kind of things to get the drug, and they cope with the process. That's how Satan is. He's evil, and he don't like you. Even if you love his kingdom, he still hates you, and he's going to scratch your eyes out when you go to hell. The witches, they think that Satan has got a bad deal. They call him Lucifer. They're Luciferians, some of them. And they just, when they say God, they mean him. They mean Lucifer. And they worship him. And then, when they go to hell, the demons are going to scratch their eyes out. They're not friends. People that murder other people to do blood sacrifices. All kind of illicit sex, all these crazy things that's just terrible. When they go to hell, the demons hate them too. But they cope with the problem. They'll rather do that than love God. It's no different. The people who killed Jesus were religious people, but they hated God. They didn't say they hated God. They acted like they hated God. When the word of God came, they despised him. And they didn't want him to rule over them. They loved their doctrine more than the essence of life. They hated what the word of God was showing. And they used it to make a stand on pride. They used the word of God to gain pride and prestige from people. That's all they wanted. They didn't care about the living life of God. And sad to say, there are preachers that act the same way. And if you think they were mad, it's worse now. We just have laws against murder. But they still murder anyway. Slander is murder. What's the difference? You assassinate a person's character. Talk about it. With the spies. That, my friend, is hatred. When Joseph's brothers hated him, they couldn't say anything good about him. And the people we should be praying for, and praying with, people hate. If you do well, sometimes people will hate you for it. If your life works, people will hate you for that. If you love God, people will try to find a problem with you so that it can seem like they don't have to do what it takes. The problem is not the works, it's the love. When you don't have the love of God in your bosom, you don't have the love of God in you, then you can't do the things of God. The Lord put it to me this way. A half-hearted person can't make a wholehearted choice. They just won't choose to do it. They are not going to make a wholehearted choice because if they're half-hearted. And lukewarm people don't think they're just people that just lazy, like I used to think. I thought they were just kind of people that they just care about themselves. They're not going to go out and do anything wrong. They just, you know, that's how I saw them. They're just not going to go forward and do the things of God. No, that's not a lukewarm person. A lukewarm person is a person that they love the world somewhere and they're half-hearted. They have the ability to observe what God is doing and despise it. They are very treacherous. They are like Saul, who tried to javelin David. They are like the people who, when Jeremiah found them after Nebuchadnezzar had began to take people to Babylon, they were left And they left them in the land to keep the land up. And they were so afraid they was going to go to Egypt. So they asked Jeremiah to pray for them. And they said, they vowed that they would do whatever he said, whether they like it or not. And when he came back after 10 days, he told them what the Lord gave him. He gave them to say. You can study in chapter 42, Jeremiah 42, 41 and 42. And he said, now don't go down to Egypt. But then he mentioned something. He said, you dissemble when you ask me of these things. They dissembled in their heart when they sent him to ask the Lord what they should do. They were not sincere people. They were lukewarm. Not only did they go to Egypt, they took Jeremiah by force. Lukewarm people are treacherous. You can't trust them. And if you trust them, you're going to get hurt by them. They're not the kind of people you can trust. They will sell you out under pressure or through desire. If it's them or you, it's going to be them. They will say you cannot trust them. There are tares just like there's wheat. And they said they were Christians. You can't tell until they do something. And then they're going to do something. So it's time now for us as people of God to do the things of God, live the life of God, cherish the life of God. And I had in my life, every time I was tempted to do something lukewarm, I broke through it. No matter what it was, if it was anger, I broke through that. Lust, I broke through that. Pride, I always hated pride. But when I saw that God hated it, I spoke against it. I fortified my heart against pride. And then the things of God. I said that I love God. I love his people. I thought of everything that love would do, and I confessed it. Just like Charles Caps used to teach, that you can confess what you want. But I wanted to love God's people more and more. And I confess that I love his people. I love his will. I love his word. I love his ways. So that when it's time for me to make a sober choice, I can make it without satanic interference. Now, God loves us, folks. He wants us to do well. He wants us to seek him and treasure what's right. There are people that can follow God, that can do the things of God, and they choose not to. They know better, but they do worse. It's time now for people to go forward and not backwards, to live according to the living love of God. Now, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not here. Continue to mighty move in and throughout your life. Till next time, remember, God loves you. I love you, and Jesus Christ is our Lord.